From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
September 2nd.
Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it.
First, from the Register.
ARM in the enterprise is at least 3 years away, says Broadcom software boss.
ARM servers won't have significant market share in the enterprise for at least 3 to 5 years, according to Ram Velaga, the recently installed leader of Broadcom's software business.
That's unwelcome news for hardware vendors contemplating ARM servers, because buyers will be less interested in the devices if they can't manage than with the tools they already use.
VMware remains the most commonly deployed enterprise server virtualization supplier, so its users won't be able to embrace ARM servers anytime soon, without ARM boxes becoming a silo, a scenario few will embrace.
Next, second, from Gizmodo iRobot's new Roombas can clean carpets 3x deeper than older models. Hot on the heels of its July release of Fev Robot Vacuums, Roomba is back with another two dirt-sucking discs, the $1,200 Roomba Max 1875 and the $900 Roomba Plus 1878.
Announced at IFA 2026, both feature high suction, 35,000 PAR and 30,000 PAR respectively, and a new seal force vacuuming technology that the company says makes for 3 times deeper carpet cleaning than non-seal force RoboVacs.
Now owned by Chinese robotics company Peixia, iRobot's latest Roombas sound a lot like all of the other RoboVacs from China. Up next,
third, from Marcus Honor I. Red Alert, OpenAI is poised to cross an AI safety red line. OpenAI is exploring a new approach that could make their AI models less transparent, which raises some serious safety concerns.
The idea is that by reducing how much these models reveal about their decision-making processes, it becomes trickier to monitor them effectively.
This is especially concerning in light of past incidents, like the Hugging Face situation, where better oversight might have mitigated risks.
A paper from last year titled Chain of Thought Monitorability highlights the importance of monitoring these complex models, even if the methods we have are imperfect. The authors argue that while the monitoring techniques we currently use are fragile, they are one of the best ways to keep an eye on the inner workings of large language models.
Sacrificing this for potential performance improvements could be a risky move.
Steven Adler, a former member of OpenAI's safety teams, echoed these concerns, emphasizing the need for caution. It's a reminder that as we push the boundaries of AI capabilities, we must remain vigilant about the implications of making these systems harder to understand.
And then,
fourth, from SD Times.
BMC survey shows shift to operational AI on mainframes.
In its 2026 mainframe survey released this week, BMC revealed how companies are using AI with mainframes. The data indicates a clear change in how businesses use this technology, with the focus moving from testing AI to using it in daily work. The survey gathered answers from more than 1,300 professionals and decision makers around the world.
The results show that mainframe technology remains central to business.
About 94% of respondents said they have long-term confidence in the platform and said they plan to continue investing in it.
Next, fifth, from Emerging AI.
OpenRouter Top AI Tools Course 3/5.
OpenRouter is shaping up to be a practical solution in the ever-expanding landscape of AI tools.
Instead of juggling multiple accounts and API keys for different models, OpenRouter simplifies everything under one roof. It currently supports over 400 models and processes a staggering 10 trillion tokens daily, making it a go-to for more than 10 million developers and companies. What really stands out is how easy it is to switch between models.
You just change the model name in your workflow, and that's it.
Sixth, from the Register, Anthropic promises zero data retention, but customers must check it worked. Anthropic is rolling out a new feature called Enterprise Frontier Safeguards, or EFS, for its Fable model, promising zero data retention for enterprise customers, but there's a catch there. You need to apply for it. This flexibility is especially handy for tasks like coding, automations, and customer support, where you might need to make frequent AI calls.
It's like having a personal assistant for your AI needs, quietly optimizing your workflow without the fuss. Up next.
Typically, commercial users have their data retained for 30 days, but Anthropic has been temporarily storing inputs and outputs to monitor for safety violations, especially given the recent misuse of AI models. This has left some corporate clients uneasy, particularly in regulated sectors. To address these concerns, EFS will allow companies to manage their own data storage in a cloud infrastructure they control. This means that while Anthropic won't hold onto the data, the onus is on the enterprises to monitor and review any flagged patterns.
It's a shift that aims to enhance compliance for users of Fable, but it also means enterprises need to take on more responsibility for safety monitoring.
Meanwhile, their other model, Mythos, will stick to the previous data retention policy.
And then,
seventh, from MTS Live. 9/1 Claude Fable 5.1. Anthropic just dropped the next iteration of Claude, calling it Fable 5.1, with a sibling version, Mythos 5.1, reserved for vetted cybersecurity and life science researchers. Under the hood, they've tightened the inference engine, which translates into noticeably smoother coding assistance and longer, more reliable agentic runs. What's neat is the pricing tweak. Typical workloads should feel about a quarter cheaper, and the really heavy-duty agentic jobs could shave off almost half the cost. They also rolled out Enterprise Frontier Safeguards, a privacy layer that tucks your data into your own cloud instead of theirs. Slated for rollout this fall, OpenAI's Astra got a new label in their own preparedness framework critical for cybersecurity. That means a model can now map out and execute end-to-end attacks on hardened targets just from a high-level goal, a step up from the more sandbox threat simulations we've seen before. It's a reminder that the line between defensive research and offensive capability is getting thinner. On the business side, SoftBank's SB Energy filed for a NASDAQ listing, pulling in a $5.5 billion warrant package from OpenAI and a $1.5 billion private placement from Nvidia.
Their six-month numbers show $138 million in revenue, but a $3.2 billion loss, reflecting the capital-intensive nature of renewable energy scaling.
Meanwhile, physical superintelligence emerged from stealth with a $58 million seed round led by Breakthrough Energy Ventures, aiming to turn virtual physicists into a tool for optimizing data center power, cooling, and compute.
South Korea is doubling its AI and mega project budget for 2027, earmarking about $7.5 billion for chips and AI infrastructure.
In California, OpenAI wrote to Governor Newsom urging a youth AI safety bill that would force chatbot providers to verify ages, run child safety assessments, and default teen accounts to parental controls.
And a security startup called AII just closed $50 million to map AI agents inside enterprises and block risky behavior.
All of this is next.
Eighth from Non-Zero.
Iran, Ukraine, and the future of war. Robert Wright and Paul Shah. To set that up, simply grab the RSS feed from this page by first clicking the icon on the audio player and paste it into your favorite podcast app.
Up next, ninth from Gizmodo.
Right on cue, Google is reportedly on the verge of shipping a coding first AI model.
According to the popular narrative right now, Google is behind when it comes to AI models. In the popular imagination, it finished at the top of the pile last year and then got steamrolled by agents when platforms like OpenClaw made token guzzling agentic coding into the AI trend of 2026.
So if you've been waiting for Google DeepMind to pivot to coding, like OpenAI did in March, that's now on the verge of happening, according to an anonymous source story in the Wall Street Journal.
And then,
10th from Hackaday, HaikuOS releases Beta 6. After just a little over 25 years of the Haiku project trying to keep the BOS spirit alive, the team has now released Beta 6. The spicy details of what is now all better can naturally be found in the detailed release notes.
Part of the size of these release notes is due to the previous beta release being 2 years ago, though nightly builds have kept Haiku users appeased in the meantime.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.